This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times morning briefing on Wednesday, the 25th of May. 19 children and two adults, including one teacher, have been killed in a mass shooting at a school in Texas. The 18-year-old gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School in the city of Uvalde before being shot dead by police. It's understood the teenager, named as Salvador Ramos, was armed with a handgun and a semi-automatic rifle. US President Joe Biden has addressed the nation, saying he is sick and tired of gun violence and changes must be made.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? 3,448 days, 10 years since I stood up at grade school in Connecticut, where another gunman massacred 20 first graders at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Since then, there have been over 900 incidents of gunfires reported on school grounds.
This is the third deadliest school shooting in the U.S. in the last decade. 20-year-old Adam Lanza killed 26 people at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut in 2012. 20 of his victims were aged just 6 or 7. One of them was Jesse Lewis. Her mother, Scarlett, is furious nothing has changed in the last decade.
We are not prioritizing the safety and well-being of our kids. They're our most precious asset, and we've been doing the same thing, expecting a different result, and it is so incredibly frustrating. 10 years later, and this has happened once again, actually it's happened over 350 times in our country since Sandy Hook.
Here in the Sue Gray report into lockdown parties at number 10 is expected to be presented to Downing Street this morning. It's understood it will be heavily critical of the culture in the government and civil service, which led to repeated violations of COVID restrictions. The findings will be published and the Prime Minister will then make a promised statement to the House of Commons. It's understood the government, meanwhile, will unveil a multi-billion pound package tomorrow to help people struggling with the cost of living. The Times has learned the plan will be partly funded by a windfall tax on oil and gas companies. It comes a day after the chief executive of Ofgem told MPs the energy price cap is expected to increase to £2,800 in October. Angela Knight, former chief executive of Energy UK, says she thinks the funding will be targeted at the households struggling the most.
It's not an easy calculation to work out as to exactly how much and how they're going to raise the money. One thing is for sure, the poorer families are going to get some help. And now with this sum, however scary, that's in the public domain, if this average 2,800, at least it gives a number to work with and so enables at least some comfort to be given over the near future, I hope.
And thousands of railway workers have voted overwhelmingly to take strike action in a bitter dispute over jobs, pay and conditions. The RMT will now decide when to call the walkout, which will bring huge parts of the network to a standstill. The union's General Secretary Mick Lynch says there are three reasons for taking action.
Network Rail have put on the table already that they want to take 2,500 of our members' jobs out of the system. And the means to do that is by cutting the safety regimes, the inspections and the maintenance schedule tasks in order to save money. We think that's unacceptable because they're taking a risk with safety. But the train operators have also said they want to make major job cuts. But they've also, we're now entering the third year where we've not had any offers on pay. We've had no increase.
You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Off Air, the podcast. With Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
You eat cheese in the sink?
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times Radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
How would that go in the booth?
Badly. It would go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times Radio app.